Welcome to Nonproductive, the only podcast to survive 2020. Spoiler alert. Yeah. I'm Frank, and I'm joined in studio by your co-hosts, Matt, Pete, and Michelle. Today, we're going to be talking about coughing, and we're also going to be talking about...
Covering
your cough. Oh, yeah. He did.
Your sleeve, not your hand.
I'm not going to come in physical contact with anyone.
I'm really glad that he did cough. Pete did cough, because this is the whole intro is going to be Pete's cough. Because we also have a thing we forgot to talk about in pre-production. Your article, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus. We're going to be talking about Pokemon, which is not... coronavirus is not a next-gen Pokemon, just in case you're wondering.
Oh, that'd be really neat, though.
Spoiler alert.
We're talking about coronavirus, wrestling. I choose you.
Amazing movies.
Use pneumonia. It's super effective.
Video game stuff and animated TV shows. It's going to be a blast. Sit back and enjoy. All right. First up, randomly. You know what? I'm going to pick this because it's probably the oldest thing. That's not entirely true, but one of the oldest things on our list is Knives Out. I went to see it finally. Bing, bing. I did. And it was amazing.
Yes.
Did anyone here actually see it other than Matt?
No.
I haven't.
Yeah, Matt, you did. I don't know if we should do the politics of why. You wanted to see it.
I wanted to see it. Yes, I saw it after Should I say it? Yeah, why not? I saw The Rise of Skywalker because we're past it. We already had our Rise of Skywalker discussion. I needed a palate cleanser, so I went to see it literally the next day.
I wanted to see it almost immediately. I was like, not even immediately. We talked about this on the trailer on... I think a trailer dump, and we also talked about it in the fan club on facebook.com/group/nonpro. It was, I don't know why it took me this long, I guess life got in the way. It was amazing. What did you think, Matt?
I agree with you. I thought it was absolutely amazing, and I thought it was a really clever way to do a mystery.
Mm-hmm. No spoilers, but
like kind of like in the Rian Johnson way. Expectations were subverted.
Yeah, it was stellar cast, beautiful direction and cinematography.
Yes,
the sets, the props, the dialogue is fresh. It's both like classic mystery and also like a modern mystery. Just absolutely cannot recommend it higher. I don't know. Are either of you two in the room going to see it now based on our recommendations? 50% of the people in the room think it's the most.
I was already going to.
Okay. I'll probably see it when it's not in theaters.
Okay. So is that a cheapness?
It's just I don't like going to movie theaters unless I have to. I feel like I'm not going to get spoiled by like anything on the internet about it like I would with Star Wars.
True. I'm going to call that a cheapness.
Well, it's so okay. Half and half.
We're going to raise money, send Michelle to a movie. And then
become a Patreon today. It's a new level.
100% at the $100 level, she will read you an audiobook, and then you will send her to a movie.
I will read an audiobook
of the movie she's going to go see. Also, this is not like a call to action for a date or anything. That's creepy. If anybody's
no,
gonna
she's
like,
not
oh,
going with you.
Yeah, you're not going to go to a movie with her. No. It's your call. You could do what we should be. Michelle, that's your call.
Well, like if Katie bought it, I'd go to the movies with her.
Well, who wouldn't? Katie is a stone cold.
But
box.
James, no, not him. He sucks.
Wow.
James is a stone cold drag.
All right, I was going to volunteer to go to the movie with whoever pledged $100, but then you brought up the fact that James might be the one.
So. Yeah, no, it's not a good look.
No.
But yeah, definitely get a chance. I will say this. Weirdly, I saw like a week ago, time of the recording, which is February, and it was still a packed house.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So I didn't see it on a discount night or anything, but I really enjoyed it with a group of people because the laughs all happened at the same time and the cheers and the gasps all happened at the same time. The applause at the end of the movie. I hope I'm not overselling it, but there was an applause.
I hate it when people clap, though.
It's not an airplane landing, Michelle. It's an art form.
I don't know. People clapped when I saw Rise of Skywalker, and I'm like, can you just stop it? And
just glad it was over.
Yeah.
Oh wow. All right.
I liked the movie.
You did like Rise of Skywalker, and you couldn't.
I have a question for you too.
Yes.
You say that it subverts expectations. But I have to ask you, if my expectations of a mystery movie are based solely on Murder by Death and Clue.
I think it subverts Clue, I would say.
Oh, Clue was amazing. Yeah.
I think it
subverts like the genre, really.
Yeah, and it complements those two movies.
Yes, it really does. Well,
definitely Clue more than Murder by Death, which was a little ridiculous. That's actually a good point. I don't know if...
You think Murder by Death was more ridiculous than Clue?
I do. I think there was a talking stuffed animal in Murder by... an animal that was stuffed on the wall. All right, so anybody have a favorite mystery movie? Stupid way to bring it up. A favorite mystery movie you want to suggest?
Clue,
yeah.
Murder by Death and Clue.
Okay, other than those two amazing ones.
I mean, I really love Brick, which is another Rian Johnson mystery.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, so I'm gonna watch Brick. That's more like noir. Oh, it's very much noir style. And also, funnily enough, very connected to anime. If you're a fan of anime, you'll see when you watch it, but... I mean, if people are watching it and when we have a discussion, I'll definitely bring it up because it's really fascinating.
So we got four recommendations for you people. Clue, Murder by Death,
I'm trying to remember if there's any movies, mystery movies I can remember.
Michelle?
I have a non-recommendation.
Oh, all right. Yeah, please.
Murder Mystery on Netflix with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, my God. Murder
It's
Night?
Just called Murder. I think it's just called Murder Mystery. It's just called Murder Mystery.
Is that the one where they're on a boat?
Yeah. She gets like invited by like some rich man and his wife, and then the rich man gets killed.
What's that movie with Redford and Demi Moore?
Oh, the Game? No.
Indecent Proposal?
Indecent Proposal. So there, it's like a comedy version of Indecent Proposal by people who don't want to be there.
That's also a murder mystery?
It's also vaguely a murder mystery. I remember seeing either all of that or part of that, and I can't remember how it ended. No, I saw the entire thing. So I do need recommendations, which we won't do now, but of movies you can watch with parents who are mostly checked out. Because that's a genre I
feel like that's most 80s movies.
Yeah, most 80s movies, but if they want to see
Adam Sandler
new,
movies.
Exactly. It's movies where it's like, I don't have to worry about this too much, except for the sexual content of Adam Sandler movie. There might be something lewd.
Some of them.
Yeah, not much, though. But
Blended wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it's hard to say. He's all over the place.
Did they ever make a movie version of The Dangerous Game, the guy that hunts people?
Yes.
Well,
is that coming out soon? Is that in my head for some reason?
Another one?
Another one? Something. I mean, I remember there was The Pest, which was like the comedy take on it.
There definitely was
you mean The Most Dangerous Game?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one that starred... Crap. Ice-T.
Oh.
I'm almost positive it's Ice-T and not Ice Cube. That's just a name similarity problem for me. I know they're different actors, but it was an Ice-T or Ice Cube. It was Ice-T. I think it was 100% it was Ice-T. Yeah, there was one with him in it. I can't remember who.
Was he the hunter or the hunted?
He hunted. Yeah.
No.
It was. It was a movie to watch.
Oh, man.
All right. So there you go. You have recommendations for movies to watch. Next up.
You want a mystery recommendation?
Yes.
Arsenic and Old Lace.
All right, good. Yeah, classic. Yes.
Very classic.
Next up, I lied. The oldest thing on the list is really Flashpoint. Let's talk about Flashpoint for a minute.
Yes.
Not the comic. Totally forgot.
Flashpoint is a project that's going on. It's an archival project of old like Flash games, which depending on who's listening, if you're kind of like my generation, you grew up on Flash games. Like they were the perfect companion when you were trying to do work in college, but like, no, let's play some clicker games.
Newgrounds.
Oh my God. Where I try to feel, I felt like I was being mature when I watched animations of poop and sex jokes.
Yeah, no, and that's still that's
greatest thing.
Yeah, that's still basically Newgrounds. Yeah, so this is important. I mean, digital archaeology is something that we kind of overlook because it seems so ephemeral and stupid, but this is entire decades worth of, or at least a decade's worth of material that helped build the internet that we know of now that I think it's worth preserving. And that's really cool that someone's going around and doing all this.
Like they're up to, I think it's either 33,000 games already of different varieties. They also are collecting animations of like little like movies and whatnot. So like if you have a favorite, most likely to not, then it's going to be on the list. I mean, I had a few which I thought were pretty obscure, and that's part of the list.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. One of the biggest names, I think they have the old candy stand. That was like Nabisco and some other confectionery companies. They did like this whole, had the whole entire like kids website with like mini golf and baseball.
Oh, man.
And, like that was really big. And I think they like saved a bunch of those games.
I forgot about corporate sponsored ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, when you think about, there was a time when MST3K had their own, that was like the darkest period of MST3K. I'm sure nobody wants to save that. They had their own little flash snippet cartoons that were made. Obviously, infamously, is the entire Space Jam's website, which is still accessible.
Live.
Yeah. Did you know that? Michelle, do you know that the Space Jam website is still something you could go to?
Yes, I was aware of that.
All right. Mm-hmm. There was one other was even worse. I can't... Zootopia?
Zootopia wouldn't be that bad. No, not that.
Zootopia is recent. Zoomaru? There was some like PBS show.
Oh, Zaboomafoo.
Yeah.
Wow.
The thing with the lemur.
Yeah, that guy. I saw
or
somebody,
as I used to call it, Zobomofo.
Yes, that site's still up, and apparently it's even worse than Space Jam. We got to do a playthrough of it one day. But yeah, these things are also, besides the stupid things I just said.
I hope they've archived Trogdor.
Trogdor,
I think Homestar Runner is archived there.
Wow, I mean, all of it?
I'm at least some of the I think Strong Bad Emails, at least. I mean, like, Homestar Runner is still, like, standalone site as well, but it's good to have a backup.
Yeah, because slowly, those Homestar Runner email things, the Strong Bad Emails, are being put on their YouTube page for them, but they're not all of them. So, like, it's very weird what they're choosing to archive, what even the original creators are choosing to archive in these things.
I can understand that. That's a difficult thing to put on YouTube because the Homestar Runner page, all of the stuff was very rooted in that medium.
In Flash,
like you didn't just watch the Strong Bad Emails. You could hit the computer and there were lots of little hidden things.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
You just can't replicate on YouTube.
Yeah.
Interesting. So yeah, I'm glad that they're archiving this. Semi-related is, I think last week someone found the original source code for Zork, which had been presumed lost for years. Now, you could play Zork anywhere, right? There's a million different emulators that do it, but the code, the actual original code, had been presumed lost, and an archival group found it and published it, I think, on GitHub. It's available now.
Wow.
There's a couple other things, too. So, yeah, so much our digital archive is it's worth it.
Why am I flashing to Zipper?
Dipper.
Did I get the name wrong? From Gravity Falls?
Dipper?
Dipper. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Dipper.
Uh-huh.
Wow. This is worthless.
He has a constellation on his forehead, not a zipper.
Although, in Pete's knockoff version.
Do you want to know? I was honestly picturing him with a baseball cap that had a zipper on the front.
Really?
Wow. Just in my mind right now.
That's interesting. If you know what's wrong with Pete, if you could diagnose his problem, send us an email at... do we even have an email?
Non-productive.
All right, cool. Yeah, send us an email. Non-productive.
Non-productive.com
or whatever. Sure. Or tweet us at the Twitters.
Or really, if you're watching this on Twitch, you can just DM us.
Yeah, you can. You could put something in the chat. Let's list every way.
I promise we're monitoring it.
Oh, God. That is a promise we cannot be good for.
Oh, all right, do you want me to get political?
No.
No, not yet. We might. Yet. No.
Eventually.
Next, so you guys get political about promises.
So
ironclad promises.
Let's move on to a big topic before... Actually, you know what? Let's go on to a big release coming out. We talked about ancient games, new game, Pokemon MD. So this is a Pokemon doctor game. I did not write down the full word you said, so I wrote MD.
And you don't remember what they are?
I want it to be Dr. Pokemon.
I think that would be a great game. And you got to play as Nurse Joy or something.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
It's
Pokemon Nurse Joy. Give her title credit.
Yeah. I love that.
I think that'd be great.
Oh my God.
Well, it'd be very boring. You just put it in like a little machine and it goes beep, like ding beep, after beep, a second. Beep.
What you gotta do is you gotta like put a bunch of germs and it's like Dr. Mario, but it's with Nurse Joy. So that's how she does it. She just matches
way to,
it. Candy
way to
crush.
Minimize Nurse Joy's contribution to the medical field.
All right. So, yes, tell us.
Oh, it takes. She just got to hit a couple
about
buttons.
Pokemon Fine. Mystic Dungeon.
It's Mystery Dungeon.
Damn it.
We just talked about mystery movies. It's a mystery game.
So, like, this whole thing is
come on, like how
together.
Your team mystery in Pokemon Go?
You know what?
Wait.
Team Mystery Mystic. Dungeon sounds a little sexy.
Oh, maybe Frank's not as dumb as we all thought.
Then. No, I am.
So, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. They've made Mystery Dungeon versions for the Pokemon games in the past. This is the first time they're doing it in like a while, because there was Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Red and Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Blue, and then they re-released somewhere in the mid-aughts. So now they're doing a new one that, I don't know if it's not really companioning with Sword and Shield. It's just, hey, we realize we can still make a lot of money on this franchise. Here's another game that's going to cost $60. But there is a demo available right now if you have a Switch that you can play for free.
And really?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there's a demo. My one friend has been like aggressively pushing on everyone we know, so now I'm doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
So please play it, because it's really quite adorable. So I'll you get to play as a Pokemon. You take a little quiz in the beginning, and I'm a Charmander.
I really want to know what Pokemon I am.
But it's only out of like...
I've always thought that the BuzzFeed articles were biased.
They are. But it's only... There's only like a select few that you can play as, because it's only got like, you know, the digital graphics of like 20 different Pokemon. So, but like my friend got it Skitty and he was really mad and redid the quiz. So.
Oh, wow.
Then you get to
sorted
pick,
into Bulbasaur.
Yeah. So you get to pick another like fellow companion Pokemon. But you're human... I'm doing air quotes that no one can see. You're like a human, but you're in a Pokemon body. And you just got to solve little mysteries and save.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What is human in a Pokemon body?
So you wake up and you're suddenly a Pokemon, but all of your memories are of being a human.
So this is Pokemon body horror.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is Pokemon Kafka Dungeon.
Now I know where the dungeon part comes in.
Ooh.
Wow, this is disturbing. So, I like it.
From what I understand, like, I've watched, like, LP, like, Let's Plays of the old games. And the weirdest thing is, like, the Pokemon, they don't say, like, they don't speak in, like, their name or anything or any sounds. They actually have, like, dialogue and text. And which
I hope
is
Ryan
very
Reynolds
odd.
Is playing it as well. That's a,
oh, that'd be great. He better be a Pikachu.
Yeah.
What if he takes the quiz and he gets something else? Like, something lame.
You're going to have to remake
the
movie.
I think it would be
like
better
Skitty.
If... I think it would be better if all Pokemon spoken in the exact same voice.
All like
Ryan
Reynolds.
They were all Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, I'm for it. Yeah, sure. Let's make that fanfic happen. Speaking of fanfic, this is not a good segue. Wrestling. Anything good happening in wrestling?
Wrestling has been really. It's been kind of wild, like with the rise of like. All Elite Wrestling, that's been going great.
AEW.
Like these are whole new companies.
Yeah, whole new companies to compete, like competing with WWE. Like there's now there used to be like the Monday Night Wars between like WCW and WWE. Now it's the Wednesday Night Wars when it's AEW Dynamite, which is their main show, and WWE's NXT, which is kind of like their hot new brand that's supposed to be like. Appealing to like the younger demographics. Oh,
which is amazing because it used to be their farm team.
Yeah.
Actually, it used to be a game show.
Yeah, it used to be like it used to be a segment on like SmackDown.
Yeah.
I'm liking this. Okay.
And
they eventually turned it into a third brand.
A third brand pretty much.
And it's the because they started out not on broadcast TV. They were on WWE Network.
Mm-hmm.
And they were seen as lower risk. So
they could do more?
They could do more. They had more
That's
flexibility,
cool.
more freedom.
Nice.
And it got a huge following.
Right. And then like once AEW started, and it, like WWE thought like, okay, we should have something to compete with them, but they're really not competitors because like WWE will never admit that another company is a competitor.
Right.
No.
But that's why they push NXT to try to be on television on Wednesdays, which is when they were originally showing it. And so, like,
but just now on
now on network television,
network TV.
Yeah. I got it. So, someone who's a little confused by acronym soup, and who like really wants to get back into wrestling, which do you suggest for me?
Michelle. AEW is going to be a lot easier to follow, probably since it's newer. Because if you go and just turn on WWE, and it's like there's history with everybody.
Yeah,
that goes back to. Before I was born.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'd say if you just want to watch like matches or whatever, like you could probably watch either show. I would say honestly NXT, like it has the money and the production values behind it. So And like AEW is still trying to like get its footing, trying to like figure out like get all like the bugs out and like the wrinkles out of the system. But I mean, like AEW like is new. It has trying to promote a lot of like newer people that aren't familiar. It's very much at a ground level currently. So if you jump in now, like it's not hard to catch up.
Right. If you like crazy personalities, AEW's probably the way to go. NXT, you've got Lando Calrissian meets Prince in The Velveteen Dream.
Writing that down.
You'd probably enjoy him. On AEW, Luchasaurus.
Luchasaurus, yeah, who's like this huge guy who pretends he's a dinosaur.
What?
And he's teaming up, and he's in a tag team with Jungle Boy, who's actually Jack Perry, Luke Perry's son.
Oh, man, yeah. That's awesome.
And it's essentially like Moon Boy and Devil Dinosaur.
Oh, my God. All right. All right. So let's wrap up the show so we can watch this. Very cool.
I'm a big fan of Butcher and the Blade, but that's only because the one guy is also in a band. What? And he's like, he's like 40, he's like 46 or something like that. And he
he's young.
And he decided a few years ago after being in a heavy metal band for 20 years that I'm just going to be an indie wrestler. And then he got signed with TNT. And he's like, well, happened.
When you find me wrestling soon in another week or two, you just talk about me the same way. Like, I don't know what happened to Frank. He just decided he wanted to be a wrestler.
Like, it's just so wild. He's like, well, you know, I'm just going to start being a pro wrestler.
Is that the guy that looks like Teddy Roosevelt?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He looks like Teddy. He has a monocle. Wow.
He does.
Nice.
Yeah, Andy.
Nice. I love all of this. All right. Excellent.
Well, that didn't work out too well for
I saw him wrestle before he was, or like right when he got signed.
Yeah, he was a, like, I know they were a team on like the indie scene.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I want that type of like confidence in myself that I'm just going to pick up some very obscure hobby and just we can go with it.
Well, I mean, you kind of branched into it this week. You just published an article on non-productive.com
about my career.
About your career.
Hold on.
The streams.
Frank, that segue was way too good.
Yeah.
I think we got to back that up.
All right, let's try to do this. Well, speaking of wrestling, I've been wrestling with the topic, how do we segue into Michelle's article on non-productive.com?
But make sure you follow us on Non-Pro on Instagram.
Yeah, that's the one. But anyways, so you wrote an article about, well, take it away.
About coronavirus, and to be more specific, about 2019 nCoV, which is a type of coronavirus.
That's still not very exciting.
So,
to be even more specific, it's how Plague Inc., the video game, interacts or teaches us things about it.
Yeah. The game Plague Inc., which...
I'm basically trying to talk back the audience right now. They're like, science!
Science!
And they're throwing their iPhones out
the window. Don't throw science away, guys.
That's really the lesson here, so do not throw science away.
Please don't, because science is our friend.
The lesson is move to Madagascar.
Actually, no, not even that.
Oh.
If anything, go to like Greenland or Iceland. Mm. Virus and most bacteria have not as a good chance to live in.
In
cold climate.
Cold,
but if they
point.
Shut down the airports and the ocean freight, then there's no way to get there.
Yeah.
To where, Madagascar?
And they do that immediately.
Yeah, but like if you're already sick, why are we doing this? Or if like there's something that's going to jump from an animal, why are we doing this?
Did anybody
this?
Even play the game?
Yes.
Okay.
Excessively. Way too many times.
I'm assuming this is Madagascar
Boogaloo. Yeah.
The video game.
I don't know. I've never had a problem infecting Madagascar.
Oh, so give us a little background on what's happening. Yeah.
So a little background on what's happening. Plague Inc. is a game that is available as a mobile app, but is also a console-based game on Steam, pretty much where you get to make a disease and try and infect the world. So,
all right, and you did that.
And I created the non-pro virus, even though it should have been the non-pro virus.
Yes, we got letters from
my
corporate.
My bad, everybody. I'm not getting paid for this.
Yeah.
And I gave it similar symptoms to the current outbreak that we are seeing in China and pretty much said, okay, here we go. Let's see what happens.
And you ran at least three scenarios,
I ran
scenarios,
three different scenarios.
Right?
I ran one scenario in which, like, yeah, people kind of took care of themselves and, like, kind of went to the doctor and, like, kind of washed their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that one, the...
Well, don't give any spoilers. Yeah,
no
Let them
spoilers.
Read the article.
Then I did another one that was, like, everyone compulsively washes their hands and doctors never go home. Which is basically the equivalent of being able to go to an emergency room or an urgent care center at any time of the day. Which in the
not America.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, hey, hey. Hospitals are 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
It depends well, you may be on line for 3 days. Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's true.
And then one more where.
And then another one where I ran a scenario about fake news and saw how infectious fake news could be.
It was really, really, really interesting. Read the article. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
I'm excited that we're publishing this important information about video games and or maybe the virus that will destroy mankind. Probably not.
Probably not.
But yes. So
wash important your hands. To know that the flu virus is a current more big concern, science words to you, than anything else right now, really.
And get that vaccine.
So, at this point, it's a little too late. You should have done it in, like, September, but, like, wash your hands and, like, don't go anywhere if you're sick.
Right. Mm. Speaking of and not to, going anywhere.
To,
oh, sorry.
Yeah, also, to not go anywhere, I can loop us back and explain my Madagascar thing.
Oh, God.
Because apparently I have never played Plague Inc. I have played it's a Flash game predecessor, Pandemic.
Mm. Okay.
Where Madagascar functions about the same as Greenland.
Okay. All right. That makes sense then.
Madagascar is like super skittish. You can only get there by airport and boat. And they, as soon as there's like the hint of something going on, they shut everything down.
Mm.
Damn.
Just like our government. Topical. Not really. But speaking of our government. Thundercats Roar. We're not doing this anymore. Thundercats Roar. It's out. It's on
Cartoon Network.
Yes. Yeah. And we actually watched. I know everyone in this room at least watched Thundercats Roar premiere part one.
Part one, yes.
And Pete, I think you've seen part two as well.
I have seen part two.
We'll focus have on you? Part one. I have not yet.
No, I'm the only one in the room that has that.
Yeah, no spoilers, I guess, for part two. But this is. I don't even know if this is a thing you can spoil. So, children's out there listening, Thundercats was a cartoon show when I was a kid. It was one of those toy commercials you heard so much about that lasted a half hour long, had like really ripped, muscular dudes in cat suits, because that's cool. And it was kind of like a He-Man thing. It was a little bit of sword and sorcery, much more sci-fi.
Yeah. And it was much darker than He-Man. And more serious. It had a very serious tone.
Yeah, at least that's what I picked up on as a kid.
Yeah.
And this
it was like the Hamlet of 80s TV commercial cartoons.
In that somebody was a king and was haunted by the ghost of his predecessor, but not haunted in a totally negative way.
Haunted by the ghost
way.
Of his father.
It was his father, yeah, predecessor also. And yeah, so whatever. It's the one with Mumra. You've probably seen memes of it over the years.
Why didn't you get electrocuted?
Who get electrocuted?
You.
Oh, because I said Mumra. Haha, references. So this thing, this Hanna-Barbera, I'm sorry, this Cartoon Network version, that's the second attempt to reboot it. There was an attempt, I think, in 2011 or so to reboot it, and this is the second attempt.
Yeah, I think it was
attempt.
In the mid-'80s.
This is much more cartoony in style. It is, I guess, beanhead animation is a way of I'll be honest, there is a, because it's the 21st century and everything is terrible. There are lots of internet controversies about certain language you should use to refer to your dislike or like of a certain thing. One of the slurs that are out there, I didn't even know it was a slur at the time, Cal Arts style.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard that?
That's a
that
whole
controversy?
Entire thing with
if,
that.
If Al were here, he'd be able to lead us through this a little bit more. We're not going to try to delve into any of that stuff, but it's very distinct beanhead style. Many characters' heads look like beans and their mouths look like beans. That's the way it is. It looks like Chowder. It looks a little bit like...
Gumball?
Gumball. A little. Sort of well, Gumball's Universe. All over the place. But a little bit like Steven Universe, there's a highly cartoony version of this of the characters. Mm-hmm. They're not the buff masculine sort of attempt to be realistic body types from the 80s cartoon. Mm-hmm. And there's some controversy about that as well. Well, we finally saw the episode and we want to talk about it. Yeah, Michelle.
Could you go back to the style you just mentioned? cow art? Because Google just keeps showing
not
me pictures.
Not cow arts, although, yes.
Because I Googled it, and it was just a lot of Etsy shops with cows.
You know what?
And I was just, trying to look it up as a reference, because I didn't know what you were talking about.
100% on board with you believing that, and that we use that term for the rest of the world. But it's cow arts, as in the California Institute of Art, which is a big, very influential animation school. So one little aside from the terminology. I understand how all the art style looks a lot alike in that particular genre or whatever it is. But from watching one video on Frederator's YouTube page, Frederator is an awesome channel and an awesome production company. They did Fairly Odd Parents and a bunch of other stuff. Apparently, like, CalArts had been used as a, for lack of a better term, a slur since the 90s, and it hasn't meant the same thing throughout time. Like, it always changes what it means. It's
style I don't like.
Yeah, it's style I don't like, or popular style I don't like. But putting aside the edge on it, you could just say, I don't want a cartoony version of these characters, and I think that's a little bit more realistic, and that's what we're going to talk about here. So what do we think? How many of us were fans of the Thundercats, the original cartoon? I don't even know if Michelle or Matt watched it.
I feel like that was right after my time. By the time I was there, it was like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I think, and I don't think Thundercats had a lot of longevity, unlike like Turtles or
It had about four seasons.
And it didn't like Turtles and Transformers, like almost immediately there was another kind of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? There was like Beast Wars for Transformers, right?
Well, Transformers, there was a pretty good gap.
There was a gap, but
it never really left the zeitgeist. Yeah.
Right. And Michelle said no, so it's just me and Pete.
I'm very young.
So yeah, I grew up, I loved that show. Mm. I remember running around in the playground, Sort of Omen singing My Friends, and then running into walls. So like, yes, yeah. Deep into it. And I think we were both kind of on a similar page of, I don't know about this at the start.
Yeah.
So what about it? How did you end up, why were you wary of it, Pete?
I was wary because I really don't like the particular style that they have. I could even deal with a cartoony version, just not this cartoony version, because there's a kind of, there's a kind of humor that's usually associated with that kind of style that I don't think the subject matter lends itself to.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that if you're trying to, if benefit of the doubt and they didn't want to do that kind of humor, I think it would have looked way out of place had they tried to render some other type of story in that style.
Can you give me a little bit of detail on what you mean by kind of humor? Just give me an example or something. I know we keep like, we're very close to treading on some catchphrase that's not, that people are going to take umbrage with, but is there anything like an,
I'm not sure.
Like it's, toilet humor or
it's
zany?
It's not quite
silly.
Toilet. It's like zany, I guess.
Yeah.
Like very ridiculous.
Absurdist kind of. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I get it.
If I could, like the wackiest elements of Teen Titans Go.
Okay, I kind of get I think I get what you mean.
Teen Titans Go is like the most acceptable extreme.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in my opinion, I don't know much that I can reference because I don't watch it.
Right. Fair enough. You don't like the style, so you avoid it. I think I too, when I first saw it, I was like, I don't know if I want to, like, what's the point of doing unknown? I have a major problem with reboots. And when you do a reboot that's just like, we're taking a reboot and we're changing everything about the property, then I'm like, well, why are you rebooting it? Just do something new.
Yeah.
I would be more fine. Something about it that I didn't like the way it looked or felt. I was wary. I was like, I'll watch it, but this doesn't look like it's for me. I don't know if either of you two had any preconceived notions because you didn't really watch the original show. So this is before you saw it. Did you think anything in particular about it?
I mean, I saw the art style. It did remind me of Steven Universe. Mm. And so like, I haven't watched Steven Universe mostly. So, so I really was kind of going in blind when I saw this episode, but I know it's kind of like, I felt like it was going to be aimed at a younger crowd than me, so I wasn't sure if I would be something that I would be like interested in.
Right, yeah, all right. Fair enough. So, Pete and I had a little bit of a resistance towards it, I think, at the beginning, and then there was, like, going in blind. You actually liked Steven Universe, Michelle, right?
Yes, I'm a big fan of Steven Universe, but so, I wasn't all that jazzed by the first episode of Thundercats.
All right, well, going right into the episode, I shockingly loved it. I really enjoyed it.
Wow.
Yeah. I did not think I would, but I really liked it.
Wow, so you like just hated the original?
No, so you think that this craps on the original?
I think they're rather than parodying it, I think they're mocking it.
Interesting.
Like, I find Lion-O offensive.
I Lion-O is my least favorite character in this, and he feels to me like a character you're supposed to dislike, which I'm okay with because I don't know, whatever. I'm okay with that. But yeah, I would agree that Lion-O is just a ridiculous, dumb hero.
Like, he was foolish especially in the beginning of the original Thundercats. Which was understandable. There was a reason.
Yeah, he was a child.
He was a child in a man's body.
Right, right.
Or an adult cat man's body.
We don't.
Whatever.
We're not gonna do that.
But they if that's the case here, they didn't mention it.
So here's where I think it was a loving parody in my reading of it. So what I was shocked by, and maybe this didn't come across to Matt or Michelle, I wonder, actually, I'm really curious about what your feelings of the episode were, because why I liked it, I was like, oh my God, this is a parody of the cartoon I remember and loved as a kid. But it was a fun parody. So for example, in the beginning intro, where they're explaining where they came from a planet that got destroyed and they crashed on the planet, and me, I'm a ghost. That guy was a character in the show. He was their leader who had died and became a ghost, and it was this like force ghost character because they were trying to pull from all.
Yeah,
these
he
other
sacrificed mythos. Them. He sacrificed himself so that the rest of them could live.
Right. And I thought it was so my memories of Thundercats, just like almost every other show from the 80s, is that it was a little cartoony. Like even if it was Shakespeare, it's Shakespeare with cat people. On an alien planet with mutants and a mummy villain, like it, there's only so much. It's not like they made a chibi. I don't even know if this is Constance chibi, but a chibi version of or cartoony version of like Schindler's List, where I'm like, why would you do that? That person died for ours. No, it was a stupid character who was like, even as a child, I saw that as, oh, that's kind of Obi-Wan. That's going to be Obi-Wan. He's the Force Ghost who kind of like leads Lion-O and gives him. So I'm not saying you're wrong in your opinion, but for me, it read exactly the way I think the intent was, which is this is a cartoon I used to watch as a kid. I'm now an adult person who's making cartoons, and I'm going to make fun of something that I thought was cute back then, but it's a little ridiculous.
I think I was lost on like the very specifics. It's like about like specifically about the ghost things, but I was able to like pick out like sort of like riffing on like 80s cartoon concepts.
Yeah, the tropes.
So I was able to like the tropes and stuff. So like the very high level stuff I was able to recognize. And I think I actually appreciated it. I've actually enjoyed the episode after I saw it. I know like the humor is a little in your face.
Oh,
I'm
definitely.
Not sure it's like, I don't know if like it's something I could watch on like constantly, but I did enjoy what I saw, and I recognized like, okay, there were some really funny parts in it that got me a good chuckle. Mm-hmm. I like the village of, I guess, almost like robot Care Bears.
Robears.
Yeah. That were like weirdly very happy no matter what, and they're like very, very willing to like help the heroes. So I was like, okay, it's funny but also kind of creepy, but like it's creepy in a kind of funny way.
And it's references to the original cartoon. There are Robears in there. They give candied fruit? I think
that's what they said.
And I think that's what they called it in the original series as well. There are lots of Easter eggs and callbacks to the original series. What I think is interesting, we got like kind of a split group here. Someone who used to love the show and it was new to the show was kind of meh on this or aggressively disliked it. And someone who used to love the show was new to the show is kind of like, eh, it's not bad. I could watch this. So I don't know what the hell the plan was. Because I really don't know why a person who was... Maybe Matt, like he said, he was, you know, aware of the tropes of the cartoon. But if you weren't a fan of the Thundercats, if I didn't have little kids like Thundercats as an adult, have little kids now, and no longer care about it, where I could sit back and be like, yeah, my kids are watching this stupid cartoon and I'm laughing at all the references they don't get. Like, who's the audience to this? Me and Matt, apparently. Barely. Hey, but you were just upset by it.
Yeah. I found it to be extremely disrespectful. There are ways you can do parody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and make it respectful of the source material. You can still poke fun at it. I'm not saying that Thundercats is sacrosanct and mm-hmm. should be treated as gospel. But this was just, it's dumb humor.
It was definitely dumb humor. Yeah, it was dumb. Like, it was pretty dumb. But I also think it was a little poignant. Like, I liked the way they kept referencing the fact that Lino is a terrible leader. Because a lot of leaders in 80s cartoons were terrible leaders. They'd go off on adventures instead of, like, you know, doing the smart thing. I don't know.
I was rooting for the bad guys.
I was too. But
the Thundercats are completely unlikable.
Yeah. It's like,
I keep in my mind comparing it to Teen Titans Go,
mm-hmm.
which I am not a big fan of Teen Titans Go, but those are earnest characters.
Yeah,
you know, they take the traits of the actual characters and amplify them to comedic levels, but at their heart, they're trying to do good,
mm-hmm.
and they reflect what's best about the characters as well as their humorous sides.
Mm-hmm.
In Thundercats, it's just her Lion-O's dumb.
I don't know. I saw that. I saw exactly. I'm listening to what you're saying, and I saw that in Roar, at least part one. I saw, you know, Lion-O is passionate but reckless and young. I saw that. I saw Tigra. Tigra was my favorite character, and he's put upon. I really enjoyed that. I saw him, like, he wants to do right by the Thundercats, but, like, he's kind of dismissed as an old, like a nursemaid. Chitara was fast and the coolest one. I don't know. I saw a lot of that in there. I saw that, when
they just made up a personality for Chitara.
I think maybe they had to. So I think what was curious is if I rewatch Thundercats, the original Thundercats, will I be like, my lord, how dare they insult this? Because honestly, there has yet to be an 80s cartoon I watch where I'm like, yeah, this held up to what I remember it being. So maybe that's it. Maybe.
Really?
Maybe, yeah. I don't think.
Not even He-Man?
Yeah, even He-Man, I'm like, this is a little ridiculous. Like, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not like where I could say that this can't be made fun of because it's too good.
No, I'm just saying He-Man completely lived up to my memory of it. It's like,
this is exactly
what I remember He-Man as.
Interesting. What was the last time you saw Thundercats, Pete?
Thundercats was a couple of years ago.
Maybe I could have watched. What if Thundercats is, what if it's like the Schindler's List of 80s action cartoons? Yeah. Where you watch it, like, my lord, what have they done? I would love that. I would love that.
Honestly, I would say that it's not Schindler's List, but okay. I would compare it to Hamlet.
Yeah, I can believe that. But if you make a comedy version of Hamlet, I'm there. I'm 100% there. I am. Because it's just too, like, it's too much. It's too dramatic. It's melodramatic.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I'm okay with them taking liberties.
It depends on how you do it, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, your mileage may vary. We gave you no instructive criticism out there in listening land. You can't even be like, hey, if you like the original, you'll like or dislike this. Or if you don't know, because we're so split. We're split. We're absolutely split on this. So watch it. It's free on Cartoon Network and make up your own mind. And then send us a letter, a handwritten letter, to our home addresses, because we don't know what Twitter is. We don't even understand how it works. What is Twitter?
I will admonish Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, do not try to do this with Macbeth/Gargoyles.
Oh, yeah. All right. So there you go. You just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
If you did a cartoony, funny version of Disney's Gargoyles, I would throw this studio through your listening device right now somehow.
And I would tell you, if that makes you, if that's what you're Gargoyles, I watched exactly the same way as Thundercats.
Okay.
Thundercats I took even a little bit more seriously than Gargoyles.
I gotta rewatch Thundercats.
And Gargoyles.
Because I don't remember like, I'm actually a little afraid of rewatching Gargoyles on Disney Plus because of that. I want to watch and be like, I thought this was so cool as a kid. Oh, what was I doing? But I was a little older, too. I think I was in high school. Was I in
Yeah, I think you were.
Yeah. Mm. So, like, I don't know if I could take finding out that Gargoyles is garbage.
I actually wasn't that big into Gargoyles. So, oddly enough, it was, like, totally during my time of cartoon watching. But I don't know. I guess... I feel like I wasn't really that big into like the more like darker, serious cartoons back then. I watched Batman the animated series, but like, honestly, I liked the Superman one when that came out.
That was good. Yeah,
that was like good. I preferred kind of like the more colorful Superman ones than the Batman ones.
And Michelle is hiding in her sweater. You're a bonkers girl? No, I'm sorry.
I love bonkers.
I knew it. I was gonna say, are you a bonkers? You.
No, I watch Gargoyles.
Listen, you could be wrong about things, but no, I get it. There's different, like, it has to hit
you at
the right time.
No, I said I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay. It has to hit you at a certain time. If you don't, like, I don't expect.
I missed this wave.
Yeah, I don't expect 50-year-olds to know what bonkers is. I definitely don't exactly.
I know what bonkers is. I'm sorry. I've seen bonkers. I've been forced into watching bonkers.
I don't expect 50-year-olds to know what gargoyles is. I don't expect 20-year-olds to know what gargoyles is. And, you know, a lot of different in between, but like. I get it, Pete. If that were turned into this style, I would be upset.
I'm trying to think what would be like my version of that. I don't know. I need to think about, because like a lot of the stuff I was...
Rebels?
I mean, I feel like, has there been like really potentially goofy Star Wars stuff?
I think it would be great. I think goofy Star Wars...
A lot of the Lego stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Lego Star Wars, though.
Yeah.
I love the parody, like,
but
games
the droids
and stuff.
Tale?
But keep
droid
in mind, tales? We're not talking... that the difficulty here is that we're not talking about something in the Thundercats universe being cartoony. We're talking about the original story being cartoony. That's where it's different. Like, I think a cartoony version of anything Star Wars would be fun. I don't know. Yeah.
That's something I have to think about. I'll come back to you guys on that.
Yeah. But yeah, different flavors for lots of different people. Hopefully you will watch it and enjoy it, or it gets canceled. I don't know what the hell.
Don't watch Thundercats Roar.
Or do. So
we can't make decisions.
But if you do, let us know what you think.
Yes, and do it by sending us a direct message on Tumblr. That's right, Tumblr. It's the thing you see quoted on a lot on Facebook. I do. I see a lot of Tumblr things.
A lot of Tumblr posts.
Yeah, a lot of Tumblr stuff. Anyways, last bit of news that happened. Wow, segueing to the last bit of news. We have very little to say about this, but breaking as we're recording, Kirk Douglas has passed away. He was 103
years old.
So long, amazing career, long life, amazing career. He has been in so many great movies. I don't even know where to begin. Spartacus is a family favorite.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Nice. Keep it genre. Anybody else have something specific? He was in various versions of, the shootout in OK Corral. I can't remember what the name of his one was. But he's been in so many great Westerns, so many great action movies. One of my earliest memories of going to the theaters with my parents was to see a movie called not Grumpy Old Men, but it was something like Old Days. Why did I decide this was the moment to remember what it was? It was a movie where he and Burt Lancaster were...
ties?
Is he and Burt... Thank you! were bank robbers that had served a lot of jail time, and then they got released after like 20 years in jail. So they were older men by the time this movie came out in the 80s. And they'd both been released from jail, and everybody... There was like a cop who was, like, I think, following them because he thought that they knew where the money was that they snatched from the last bank robbery, and they go back to like a life of crime. It was hilarious. Such a good movie. Yes. So, Kirk Douglas, you will be missed. You left a great career and legacy and lots of movies for us to watch. I only wish that Kurt Douglas could have been in Knives Out, because that would have been amazing. Go watch Knives Out in theater still, probably. Go watch it. And thank you. And I guess good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.